Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
It was an upset victory. Statewide elections taken by Republicans who probably months ago wouldn't even been considered a possibility of being elected in the state of Virginia, and yet they were. Now, there's been a lot of armchair analysis of those Virginia elections last week. One from Tom Elliott, he's a former Obama campaign manager. He said the one thing that we need to make sure that Republicans in 2022 don't become is the party of parents, because we, the Democrats, need to be the party of parents. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us to talk about the parental vote, Joy Pullman. She is managing editor of The Federalist, author of the book The Education Invasion, and a recent column, Democrats Are Right to Be Scared About Losing the Parent Vote. Joy, welcome back.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
How do you respond to that analysis from Tom Elliott after the upset in Virginia?
That's some of the clearest analysis I've seen from the left, who tends to be really unwilling to look at reality as it is. But, you know, when you're in the campaign business and you want to win, you know, sometimes those realities force you to kind of stare at them and consider the implications. So, right. So Democrats are internally very concerned about the possibility, especially, it's not just parents, although that's part of it, but it's especially losing voters on the education issue, which they have had an advantage on, you know, for the past 50 years, you know, something as big as 20, 30 points against Republicans. People have consistently said that they trust Democrats over that. So it's one of their big issues. And if they lose the edge on that, it threatens their viability as a party.
How did the New York Times respond to the Virginia vote?
I mean, at this point, we're, I guess, you, just as you expect, by accusing parents of being racist by voting for a black lieutenant governor, a Hispanic attorney general, and a Caucasian governor. Versus, you know, literally the party in Virginia, the Democratic Party, the current governor, Democrat governor of Virginia, you know, has admitted that he appeared in his yearbook in a photo. He's either a Ku Klux Klan member or, you know, a person wearing blackface that KKK member is holding in chains, right? But that's what the New York Times had to say about parents in Virginia. The only explanation the New York Times could come up with for parents not voting for Democrats is the tired old racism trope, which it's just plain not true, and everybody's beginning to really see that.
So why are progressives resorting to that accusation of racism to explain the Virginia elections?
I mean, I think one of the reasons is that that's really the only thing that they have left. So one of my colleagues at the Federalist, Tristan Justice, recently wrote about this. Basically, you know, the racism issue is used transparently by leftists to bully voters into picking them, you know, and basically arm twisting them into casting their votes for Democrats, even though voters are very, very sour on the things that Democrats actually do once they're in office. So they're able to continue, you know, basically destroying the country with people knowing it, as long as they can continue to claim this ridiculous, false moral high ground of we're the not racist party, which actually is totally false. I actually think it's morally reprehensible to falsely accuse people of the sin of racism. And it's also, you know, morally reprehensible to use smears against your opponent's character when there's no evidence to support them. But, you know, it works. It has worked a really long time. It's been a substantial edge for the Democratic Party for a very long time. So as long as it works to falsely accuse people of racism, they're going to keep continue doing it.
Well, it seems to be part of the problem that they had with that Virginia governor's race was that, now he didn't use the word racist, he used the word radicalism when President Biden showed up near the end of that race to stump for the Democratic candidate. He insinuated very strongly that Glenn Youngkin was, he said radical, but I think he probably meant racist or racist adjacent. But that message didn't fly.
Oh, no, I mean, because it's very, again, voters have a very difficult time seeing through all, you know, basically our propaganda media and all the messages that they're given. And again, the emotional pressure that they're constantly subjected to, all the arm twisting that we see on, you know, basically every public issue from, you know, education to COVID to Donald Trump, everything, you know. So that manipulation is very, very strong in our elections. It's wearing thin because parents can see that in, you know, Virginia, as elsewhere across the country, it is the Democratic Party that is saying parents should not be in charge of what their kids learn in school. It's the Democratic Party dividing people by race and saying that some skin colors are better and worse than others, you know, and having kids literally do racist brown bag tests in their schools, you know. So when people see that in their own children's, you know, Zoom classes, in their classrooms, they, you know, share that around in social media, the contradiction, again, between the facts on the ground that they're seeing from their friends and their children and what the Democratic Party is telling them, it's very obvious. And, you know, so enough people managed to see that in order to vote against it this time.
We're talking with Joy Pullman, managing editor of The Federalist, about the parental vote on this Monday, November the 8th. When we come back, how is the Republican Party becoming the party of parents? And how have COVID fears and COVID restrictions contributed to a marriage and childbearing gap between Republicans and Democrats? I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Usually in the Lutheran Witness, we have a theme for the issue. Well, the November issue of the Lutheran Witness brings you something unique. We have broken the mold, done something new. Well, not all that new in the world of magazines. We have brought you a magazine that does not have a theme. We asked our readers to submit articles, and from the 72 articles that were submitted, we culled it down to the 7 best articles that help you look at the world from a Lutheran perspective. So to get your copy, visit cph.org/witness or our website, witness.lcms.org. The Lutheran Witness, helping you look at the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
Public schools are increasingly chaotic and undermine Christian children's faith. We need to rebuild our Lutheran schools to provide a truly Christian alternative. Redeemer Classical School is rebuilding this Christ-focused education in Fort Wayne, Indiana, teaching students to wonder at God's creation and to love their neighbors. We need you to help us give children this faithful Christian education. Donations to Redeemer Classical School go directly to providing scholarships. Visit fortwayneclassical.com/give.
Confessional Lutherans are invited to rent a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom Table Rock lakefront home in the Ozarks. Table Rock Lake is a premier lake in the heart of the Ozarks for boating, water sports, and fishing. This log cabin-style rental sleeps 12 and is 30 minutes from Branson and 20 minutes from Silver Dollar City. Learn more by calling Swanson Estates, 713-855-2681. Be sure to mention Issues Etc., 713-855-2681.
Joy Pullman of The Federalist is our guest. The parental vote is our topic. I'm Todd Wilkin. You're linked to Issues Etc. You won't find COVID closed downs or critical race theory at Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas. Faith Lutheran offers a classical education rooted in God's Word for preschool through 12th grades. They provide live online classes for high school students worldwide. Learn more at flsplano.org. Faith Lutheran School, Plano, Texas, flsplano.org. Joy, I don't know if you saw this, but there's a thread on Twitter from Danny Barefoot, who's a Virginia ACLU legal fellow, and he's done some focus groups with Virginia voters, females, who flipped from D to R in this last election, at least in their vote, not in their party affiliation. And two issues came forward among many. One is school closings was a huge issue for these ladies, and also not being able to give access to the content of what their kids are being taught. Does anything there surprise you?
Oh, that's not a surprise at all. I mean, as you and some of your listeners know, I've been reporting on education for more than a decade, and those are long, not the school closures, but the schools hiding what they do from parents has been a very long thing, even though, you know, the parents legally are supposed to have access to everything their kids are exposed to. And we've seen a real kind of doubling down on that very weird and frightening dynamic, because I think, you know, schools have realized that over all of their shutdowns, which has been made very clear that the evidence shows that those have harmed kids and they were done for political purposes, not for health reasons. So that's clear to many, many parents who look at the actual evidence honestly. And secondly, you know, parents, once they got a look at those things, schools are learning that a lot of parents don't like it, you know, and so they are feeling defensive on the defense about that and battening down the hatches, which is exactly, you know, not only the wrong response to a parent concern, because, you know, the more you try to hide things, the more suspicious you appear, but it's also exactly the wrong response because it basically helps parents understand, you know, that the sort of mentality that schools really do have about their children and have had for a very long time has been, it's coming to light right now in the school's entire response to this kind of stress test on our institutions we've been seeing, not just over the lockdowns, but over the entire Trump era. There have been a lot of things that are really becoming a lot more clear that were more hidden before.
So how is the Republican Party becoming the party of parents?
So in my article, I talk about this. It's not just on these education issues that it's a major flip for Republicans to be getting some traction and getting attention on education policy and politics, but also the long-term trends, demographically speaking, the type of people nowadays who are having children at all, who are getting married at all, are the type of people who are most like more likely to be Republican. So that's a new thing. I mean, so we're entering an era of very low fertility across the, not only, especially in the developed world, but it's also happening in the third world. Basically, as soon as countries get access to Western birth control, people stop having kids, basically as soon as they can. And so obviously that's more advanced in the West because, you know, we've had more birth control access for longer and, you know, richer people able to access it more readily. So we're entering a period of dramatic declines in fertility where rather than it being a natural progression of your life to get married and have kids, it's far more of a lifestyle choice kind of thing. And so the type of people who see marriage as a positive good, who want it, and who see children as a positive good and want them are now in this new era far more likely to be Republican kinds of voters. And so I cited a study by the Institute for Family Studies that came out just a couple of weeks ago that revealed these trends. And one of the really interesting things that it talked about was the extent to which, again, the lockdowns accelerated these pre-existing trends. And so, again, Republicans were already sort of the type of people likely to have kids or were already, you know, trending towards Republicans. But over the lockdowns, the type of that became much more stronger, and the people who identify on the left became much less likely to want marriage and have kids as a result of the lockdowns.
So what circumstances in our public schools are concerning and motivating parents?
I mean, I think one of the newest things is that parents are becoming very aware of how political schools are. So it has long been a myth that in American education that schools are bipartisan, not political, they're neutral. That is completely false. Because in order to educate a child, you must have a view of what the human person is, right? Because how can you know what your goals are? How can you know what you're even doing here without expressing what are basically religious views? And you know, and these are deeper things that are hidden from people. And it's been very convenient for a lot of people to believe for a very long time, you know, that schools are not religious in nature, that they are not political in nature, that they don't really say anything about ultimate questions about what is man, what is his purpose on earth, and whether kids have a soul, and if so, should we treat that as a part of him and include that in his education and upbringing? So, you know, again, parents would rather pretend that, or not just parents, everybody, you know, would rather kind of hide that aspect of its crucial, foundational aspect of an education and ignore it, because if you have to face that question, then you have to start maybe making some serious lifestyle choices that would free up your funds and require sacrifices of people around you in order to respond to those spiritual needs, the soul, the fact that a child has a soul and it should be included in his education. So that is becoming more laid bare, the politicization of schools, and their anti-religious orientation is, again, coming out very clearly. So, for example, in Virginia, you know, we've heard a lot about the critical race theory aspect of the parents' anger in Virginia over what public schools are teaching kids. But that's not the only thing that parents have been mad about. They've also been seeing just rabid propaganda about sexual behavior. They, you know, for, and one of the issues animating parents, and I'm going to try to keep this G-rated for those of you like me who often have kids around when you're listening to issues. Let's just say there was a bathroom assault that implicates what in my family we call rainbow issues. In Virginia, I know that your listeners, you know, who paid attention, you know, have heard about this story. You know, so that, you know, schools are teaching very openly sexual ethics that are, you know, they completely undermine Christianity. You have to pick one or the other. You can't, you know, have both Christianity and the sexual revolution, and you can't teach kids the sexual revolution and expect them to turn out as Christians, you know, when they become adults and go off into the world. So parents are seeing that. It's very obvious when your child is, you know, your preschooler is being targeted with gender theory. And so that is scaring parents, rightly so. And they're thinking that through. And, you know, parents don't have, you know, clear, you know, overall sort of conclusion about all these things that are added to this mix. But I am expecting, you know, people are beginning to make decisions. They're beginning to vote with their feet. And, you know, I'm expecting a lot of this sort of upheaval to result in a lot of churn, a lot of people moving, a lot of people, you know, making life decisions that are, you know, have been different, that break sort of consensus ideas that we've had for a long time, such as the idea that you can school a child without having that education be religious in nature or political in nature.
Joy Pullman is managing editor of The Federalist. She is author of the book, The Education Invasion, and a recent column titled Democrats Are Right to Be Scared About Losing the Parent Vote. You can read it and purchase The Education Invasion on the Talk On Demand Archives page at issuesetc.org. Joy, thanks.
Thank you.
On the other side of the break, it's part 10 of our series on the theology of worship. We're going to be talking about children's choirs, Sunday school and vacation Bible school, singing with Pastor Peter Bender of the Concordia Catechetical Academy. Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. consistently ranks among the top podcasts in religion and spirituality. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast Christ's net on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Logia Journal, the Confessional Dogmatic Series. The works of Kurt Marquardt and many other resources are all brought to you by Luther Academy. Did you know that during this time of COVID-19, your purchases and donations help Luther Academy supply these same resources to pastors around the world? Please consider helping us with this important need through your prayers and financial support. Learn how you can help by visiting lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com.
Do you know a child with autism, dyslexia, ADHD, or Down syndrome? Do you have a student who needs an effective yet more gently paced education? We invite you to visit simplyclassical.com for a complete academic curriculum rooted in the truth of God's Word, the mercy of forgiveness, and the peace of Christ. From Memoria Press, simplyclassical.com, promo code LPR22.